Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh here on Reality Check Radio, where we talk about all things empowerment, motivation, spirituality, holistic health, and more. And today I'm talking to Stacey Taylor on the topic of masculinity and healing as a man. Welcome to the show, Stacey.
Hey, Natalie. It's amazing to be here. It's amazing to sit down and have this conversation with you.
I am so pumped to dive into this topic. I get so excited when I finally have a man on the show. Second of all, to be talking about masculinity and healing in the same sentence is so exciting. For those of you that don't know Stacey, Stacey is a speaker and a men's mentor. He's on a mission to help men become, wait for it, unstoppable. His singular focus is to support men to awaken, heal, and give them the tools to build a marriage, a family, a business, and a life that works at the highest level. Stacey, I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on the show. You might not know my background. I am originally a parenting author, and I wrote a book called If Only They Told Me, which really came off the back of no one tells you how hard it is on the marriage when you have kids. And so it is a parenting book, but specifically around marriage. So maybe we're going to get into that, which will be super fun. Before we dive into masculinity and healing, can you give my audience a little bit more of a window into who you are, a little bit of the backstory, the journey that led you to become a mentor for men?
Yeah, for sure, Natalie. So it wasn't until I went through some years of life that I realized that there was something out of alignment for me as a man. And it was about 5 years ago when I just woke up one day. My marriage was going down the tubes. Everything was falling apart. Every area of my life, from my business to my marriage, my health was falling down. And I just woke up one day and there was a little voice inside of me that sort of said, go back to your old ways, hustle, grind. And then just a little voice inside said, you need to stop. There's something you can't see. And so I just decided from that day on I was never going to do the same actions again, because they were getting me the same results. There'd been these patterns that had played out about 4 or 5 times in my life around 7 to 3 years that were exactly the same result. It was like watching a movie over and over again. And so I just went on this journey to really heal myself first and foremost, truly discover what it is to be a man, what it is to step into your masculinity, what it is to heal your wounds, and to really show up in the way that I'd always wanted to show up and tried to show up. But no matter how hard I tried, in fact, the harder I usually tried, the worse it got. So, you know, and as I went on this journey, I realized that I hadn't had a rite of passage. I'd been through some very traumatic things in my life that had left some really deep scars and wounds. And I didn't have a really powerful or empowered male role model to model what being a healthy masculine man was. And so that's really been my own focus. I never really started this journey initially to help others, but really just to save myself, to be able to show up as the best husband I could, the best father I could, and just the best man that I could in the world.
Oh, I've never been so excited in the long time as I am about this interview. One of the things you just said is, you know, what is a healthy masculine man? So I want to ask you about that. But before I do, quick story, my husband and I won't go into it, polar opposite sides of the spectrum in terms of all the things, in terms of COVID and wokeness and everything. Anyway, we went to this marriage conference a year ago, and one of the things they said is, did your partner have a good leadership role model of what a man is, what a leader, you know, is? And in that moment, I was like, shoulder drop moment. And when I say shoulder drop, it's not an aha moment. It's more of a shoulder drop, like relief. And like me looking at going, oh, actually, no, actually, he didn't really have a good male leadership role model. I mean, his dad's amazing. He's the nicest guy in the world, but I wouldn't really say like a masculine leadership type of guy. So similar to what you just said, I think that is so critical. Can we start there? What is a healthy masculine male? And why is it so important that men have one in their life?
To me, a healthy masculine role model is someone who embodies truth, embodies love, and embodies the energies of a man, which is leadership. It's a man of your word. It's a man that's in congruence with everything that he says. And it's a man that is in control of every area of his life. And growing up as a young boy, I had the complete opposite. You know, I had an erratic father who was very physically and mentally abusive and erratic. And so you know, we can only become what we witness until we decide to do different. To me, a strong masculine role model was someone who holds a safety, an energy of safety for their wife, their children, the world. And that to me is one of the things that even as a young man in relationship and his father, that was the one thing I always wanted to be able to do, was to hold a space and energy of safety for everyone that's within my sphere that means something to me, that, you know, the protector, the provider, the man that can just hold, no matter the storm, can hold what's coming his way.
It actually makes me a little bit sad to hear you say that, because what comes, this is, you know, I always go a bit personal, but over the last 4 years, I've felt unprotected and disrespected.
Yeah.
And I would love nothing more than to have a strong masculine male standing up for our family instead of standing up to me. Yeah. So I want to honor you firstly for your journey of everything you've been through, and then having that moment, right, where you realize things cannot go on, you know, the same actions, the same results. And a lot of people don't make that shift. They just literally Groundhog Day their whole life.
Yeah. It's, you know, I have this saying that the modern day rite of passage for men is healing. And, you know, most of us never either had healthy masculine role models or even a male role model around. We never had the opportunity to go through a rite of passage to really awaken us and lead our consciousness into being a man. Most of us fell into being a man. And so, you know, to me, it's so important, you know, for our woman, for our children, for men to start healing and really healing those wounds so they're not triggered, so they're not sort of at their woman, they're not falling into those negative patterns that, you know, shut down relationships, shut down marriage, and really create the rift or the breakage between them.
I saw this really amazing, I don't know if it's a meme, but, you know, a graphic with words recently. I think it was on Telegram, and it was something along the lines of, the world has shown women how to be empowered, but it hasn't shown men how to support an empowered woman. What do you
think? This is another big thing, right, in the world right now, because women now are empowered and they are running their businesses and podcasts and radio shows like you. And to many men, that can actually be a big threat, you know. And that's another thing that you need to really understand as a man, is that to really be able to hold a space for a powerful woman or an empowered woman, you have to be empowering yourself. You have to be standing in a truth that's undeniable for you to be able to have a relationship with that woman. And, you know, I see it in the world and with a lot of the men that I work with, they actually want their woman to start playing smaller so they don't have to level up. And to me, I think it's so beautiful to see empowered women like yourself and others really leading the charge on their passion, their calling to the world. And this is why I say masculinity should lead. So if you're feeling threatened, if you're feeling insecure, it's number one, you're not leading, you're not showing up in your truth. That's got nothing to do with the money. It's an energy. Masculinity is an energy of truth. And to me, that's really why men need to really heal those wounds so that they can actually, you know, be in relationship with a powerful or empowered woman, but also be empowered themselves. Because it doesn't take away, to me, if you're a strong masculine man leading and you've got a strong queen who's in her journey and power, that's such a power couple and such a powerful dynamic, but only if you can heal your wounds and get past those triggers and those fears as a man.
Is that the I don't know if it's the key, but is it one of the starting steps for men? Like if someone's listening and they're a guy, and I hope I do have men in my audience, I'm sure I do, and they're thinking, whoa, you know, this is resonating, like, good, you know, they're seeing a little bit of themselves and what we're talking about, and they're thinking, okay, I'm ready, you know, okay, Stacey, I'm game. Like, what is something that they can do? You talked about, you know, healing. Is that the first step? And what do you mean by that? And how do they start?
So the first step is you've got to get brutally honest as a man. You know, most men are lying to themselves. They're lying to their wife. They're living in a lie that's been created through their ego, through their wounds, through their trauma, through their experience, right? And we're very conditioned as young boys to lie, to hide or stand on our strengths. But if you get brutally honest with the facts of your life, you know, look in the mirror, look at your health, look at your bank account, look at your relationship, look at your marriage, look at your relationship with your children, and just get brutally honest with the facts, that's probably the first key, because that's really what changed it for me, is I had to really look at every area of my life and go, the story that's playing out in your head is not true here, 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 and here. Wow. So this illusion that the ego's had you under isn't true. So as soon as you get brutally honest, there's nowhere to hide anymore.
Love it. Get brutally honest. That is step one. Something you said earlier, standing in the truth that's, when I said, what is a masculine male? And you said, standing in the truth that's undeniable. Mm. So my question is, how do men level up?
The first thing is, you know, your frequency is what you frequently see, you know, and, you know, what men don't understand is that it's their subconscious that's creating their reality with their marriage, their business, their finances, their health. So as men, when we're wounded, we get stuck in psychological time as we don't actually transcend our boy psychology. So we can be going along fine. We could be, you know, having a beautiful marriage. Our business is thriving. Things are going well. And then one thing triggers that, you know, that wounded boy psychology, and bang, it just comes up like a monster that you can't control, the seemingly invisible force that drags your life into the gutter again. So the first step for men is to really go internal. If you want to create the life of your dreams, the relationship with the woman that you love that's mind-blowing, finances, whether it's in business or, you know, in your career, until you get your internal state right and understand what are the identities, what are the wounds, what are the beliefs, what are the unconscious behaviors and patterns that are controlling me as a man, you'll never be free. So to me, the key, I always try to change my behavior. And that just led to me actually being in conflict with my actual wounded identity. And so it was a negation to a fear. So it's like pulling a rubber band tight. Eventually it's going to snap and you're going to end up back where you were or worse.
Stacey, I got to say, I'm a business coach and I do a lot around marketing, which is why I saw that COVID was a scam off at the gate, just saying. But you have so many of these like just sayings and phrases that I just want to cling on to. They're so powerful. Wounded boy psychology. Mm. I'm going internal. I mean, I think these are things that I'm so happy that we're finally talking about. And I really hope that the impact of today is that men take that step, you know, to look at themselves and to go internal. You mentioned earlier that you said the harder I tried, the harder it got. Is that what you mean? Like you were trying to change the behavior, but it was about going inside?
Yeah. So, you know, I could see and I could create to a certain level all the time in my relationship, my business, whatever it was, I could get it to a certain level. And then it was like a seemingly invisible force would come out and literally drag me back to where I was or worse. And I just initially, you know, not being conscious, not being aware, I thought it was bad luck, I'd been ripped off or, you know, whatever it was. But as I started to really go internal, I just stopped trying to change behavior in the external world for a bit. And I just went internal to look at what is the programming that's running this man? What is the identity? And when I talk about the boy psychology, wherever we're wounded, we get stuck in psychological time. So, you know, I had a five-year-old boy that would be triggered that would come up and self-sabotage my business or my relationships outside of my conscious awareness, because this has been going on for, you know, 30, 40 years of my life, thinking it's bad luck. And as soon as I started to go internal, understand what context I was living under, bring conscious awareness to it, dissolve these programs, every single day that I dissolve something, it was like everything became effortless. Mm. You know, people are showing up, my marriage is getting better, my relationship with my kids is just thriving. And to me, the key is you've got to go back. You know, Carl Jung says it, until you make the unconscious conscious, it'll rule your life and you'll call it fate. And that was literally my entire life, Natalie.
Can you say that again?
Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life and you'll call it fate.
Boom.
And that was my entire life. And every single man that I work with, every single day is the exact same story of unconscious programs ruling and ruining every area of their life, and they just think it's fate.
I would love to know, for those that are listening, is this resonating for you, specifically that last statement? And also the question that Stacey asked himself, what is the programming that is running this man? Does this resonate? What are your thoughts? We'd love to hear. 2057 on the text, or you can email us inbox at realitycheck.radio. Let's talk a little bit more about the process. So meaning, I'd love to hear, without breaking confidentiality, if you can give an example of someone that has transformed. You know, maybe they've come to you and they, I don't know, maybe they're, I don't know if they come by themselves or if their wife sends them or how it works, but they've come to you, they're moderately open, maybe their arms are a bit folded, they're, you know, they're there, but they know it's time to really, you know, as you say, go internal. Can you talk us through a real story? You don't need to name names, just to give us a little bit more idea about how the process works and also a window of hope for my listeners.
Yeah, for sure. And on that, it's usually I have probably 10 messages a day and most of them are women saying, how do I get my husband to come along to work with you? But I do have a really cool story. You know, I was working with a world-class athlete that had done things that the top 1% of the world had done. But no matter what, he always found himself falling to addictions, substance abuse. As soon as the high was over, he'd reach for the other high. And no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't break free from it. And also his career in this particular sport was starting to come to an end in terms of him being on the field or in the game playing it. And his dream and goal was really to move into and start coaching kids and children and young people, youth. And, you know, when you've got these extreme substance abuse, the last thing you could do is show up and coach youth and children. And so we just really went on a 12-week journey together where we started to really peel back the layers and really get into the depths of his internal programming. You know, like through my own experience, I found that there's 12 programs or 12 contexts that we live under subconsciously. And no matter what we do, we will the ego, the subconscious will always drag us back to this context. And the addiction is never the issue. They're not addicted to the substance. They are, you know, escaping through the reality, the pain or distraction of actually seeing the truth of what they need to feel. So we worked together over 12 weeks. We've done some other work. He's now got a sponsorship deal with one of the leading companies in this country that have set him up with a full setup to be able to go around and promote youth sport and to run competitions and run events. And, you know, he said to me, I never thought I could be free of the alcohol, the drugs, the constant abuse, the raging at people. And now he said, I'm just laughing and I feel like a kid doing what I love again. And He said, it's even more powerful than the world records I've achieved and things like that. And so, you know, to me, who's someone who's achieved at the highest level, something so great, but to not be free is like living in a prison of your own making. It's like living in hell. And, you know, this can be for any man. It could be just a man who's living in a relationship with this beautiful woman who he can't open up to, who he can't lead, who he can't. And so to me, that was, you know, one of the really, when I worked with this guy and we got these results, I knew I was onto something, you know, outside of my own journey.
It's such an amazing story. And I'm sure you've got a number of stories like that. You know, when I work with people in business, sometimes I say to people, you know, and people go, oh, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to self-promote. And I say, well, you know, every business is selling either love, money, or health. And I feel like, Stacey, you're selling all three.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yeah, because obviously working with people like that who are struggling, they're obviously, you know, going to bring more love to the world when they're showing up as the true version of themselves, as a masculine man that is healed, not sitting in his 5-year-old wounds.
That's it. And, you know, I say all the time, you can be, you know, you can be living in a palace. Now the palace can be the dream life looking out, you know, from the outside in, but it's more painful if you're living in that life and it's not true. And you're not, as a man, leading from truth. You're putting on all the masks and the bravado to show up. When you go home at night, it's very empty. It doesn't matter what success you've had, what accolades you've achieved. If you're not standing in your truth, if you're not free as a man, it's very empty. And look at the world right now. We can see it in every area with men that this is exactly what we're witnessing right now.
How important is it, coming from my background as a parenting author, and now I'm a parent of three teenagers, how important is it for our children, our youth, to have masculine men in their life?
It's vital. It's one of the most important things, I believe, for children is a strong, healed, healthy, masculine men. Because what men don't realize is I see it in the world right now. Men are pushing their children to live the dreams that they never lived. They're pushing them to become something that they never become. And you can push your children so far, but they will always become an energetic version of you. Because what men don't realize is their children, their nervous system is absorbing like a sponge the energy of you. And so whatever energy you're holding, you can put on whatever masks, whatever front, whatever show you want, but the truth is your children are a sponge absorbing your greatest source of pain. And, you know, for me as a man who really wanted to be a great father, I'm like, wow, once I understood that it's not what I do, it's not what I promote them to do, it's not what I push them to do, they are going to become me and my greatest source of pain is going to go to them if I don't heal it. Whether I try to put on a show or not, that concept alone, Natalie, made me realize that I don't have any time to waste. I have to level up. It's me or they're going to become an energetic version of me and this is going to go down another generation and we don't get to stop this. Mm.
That is intense. I'm going to just let that land for people.
Yeah.
And if that's not an incentive, right? I hear you saying that, oh, it's all the woman messaging you saying, how can I get my husband in here? But it needs to be the man that takes the step. And you just said your children are a sponge absorbing your greatest source of pain.
Yeah.
How do, like, that's the conundrum, isn't it? Is like, if the woman can see clearly the potential of and the greatness within the man, yet she feels he's not being true to who he is. He doesn't see the stories and the limitations and whatever. How can we get him to take the step without telling him to take the step?
Well, the other thing that men need to realize too is that their woman, their wife, through being in their presence, through sexual encounter, their nervous system too will absorb the energy of the man over time, right? Mm-hmm. So this is why men clash with their wife, because she's actually mirroring back to you. She's the liberator or the trap. The feminine is the liberator or the trap for the man, right? So she's either going to mirror back to you and you're going to see it and go, wow, I need to take responsibility, heal and transcend here. Or you're going to go back into your negative patterns and she's going to become more closed off, lean more into her masculine. And so to me, you know, imagine this, the two sources of your most love that a man has is his wife and his children. But a man can only love to the level that he loves himself. And most men that I work with have self-loathing.
Yeah.
So men need to understand that they're meant to lead, even in the most scariest situation, which to me, healing will be the scariest decision a man ever makes, to go, right, there's something wrong with me. I need to go and do something about it. And this is why the woman message, and the truth is, Natalie, that what I've experienced is most men need complete heartbreak in their life to be ripped apart before they will actually step in and do something about it.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. I'm talking to Stacey Taylor on the topic of masculinity and healing as a man. And if you heard that last bit, Stacey was saying that, you know, sometimes in order to take that step, men need to literally almost rip in half. That I'd love to explore the concept of self-love versus self-loathing. You said most of the men you work with come in and they have self-loathing. What is that? How can we shift it?
So self-loathing, you know, what men don't realize is they become a slightly harsher critic than their critics in their childhood. And so they're basically beating themselves up through disrespect. So the ultimate form of self-love for a man is self-respect. So the minute a man is not respecting himself, he can't respect his partner, he can't respect his children. And there's a lot of woo-woo in this men's space right now, but men, the ultimate form of self-love for a man is self-respect. So whatever area that you're falling in life, you're disrespecting yourself. And so the key as a man is to have, you know, like I said, brutal self-honesty, to look at the facts of where am I at? And that is one of the toughest things you'll have to do as a man, is to really look and go, oh, I got to stop standing on my strength because I'm falling to one weakness and it's ruining it all. So to me, self-respect is the ultimate form of self-love for a man. And if you haven't done the internal work, if your mental health is out of control, if your relationship isn't right, if your business isn't right, you're disrespecting yourself. And like I said, you can only love to the level that you truly love yourself. You can fake it. You can put on the show and you might even be doing this unconsciously. But like I said, as a woman, the feminine will pick it up. the children will pick it up, and eventually you're going to start to see something you don't want to see. And this is when you've got to have that courage to go, wow, I've got to stop projecting out at my wife, my partner. I've got to stop projecting out at the world and go, what do I need to see here in order to be free?
From the work that you've done, what have you seen for men who have a woman like me? If you, I'm sure there's more of them out there than just me. If you said to me, you know, do you respect yourself? In fact, everyone out there, I'm asking you now, yes or no. What would you say if I said, do you respect yourself? So that's interesting. But for me, confident, very, very open to personal discovery, very clear on my strengths and very proud of them, but also equally very clear on my weaknesses and always willing to learn more, but also very masculine, very assertive, very much like my dad. You know, I'm very confident. I'm very assertive. I know what I think. I know who I am. So imagine being married to that. It would be hard. So what's your guidance for people that are in a situation like this, either for the woman or the man?
So for the man, like I said, men are meant to lead. So if you're feeling insecurity with the woman that you're in, explore that. Go into that. Go into the depths of why am I feeling like this? You know, it's usually related to one of the parents, usually mum. Maybe she was really assertive and her masculine. And so the man's just fallen into that role unconsciously. And now it's got so comfortable that he's stuck there and projecting his fears onto you, whereas you're just like, I'm going to thrive. I'm ready to grow. And so the thing is to the woman, don't dim your light. Mm. Don't dim your light because, like I said, the feminine is either the liberator or the trap. So if the man looks at it and says, right, I got an opportunity to individuate here, to step into my purpose, to create a man that can hold the space for this woman, right? And I'm not threatened by it. I'm not triggered by it. And I can hold such a space that when she's out of the work environment or the hustle environment or business, that she can literally fall into her feminine energy and be soft and be open. Because I'm sure even for you, Natalie, like at the end of a busy day or when you've really been in it, there would be nothing more empowering as a woman to have a man that's just there that can hold you, that can allow you to soften, that you know you're safe. He's not going to break at the sign of you showing any kind of strength. And to me, the woman, never dim your light. Mm-hmm. And to the man is, look at what is the mirror here? What do I need to level up in order to be able to hold the space? What do I need to heal to be able to create the masculinity to be that man that she needs?
Well, I did try watering myself down a few years ago. It didn't go well. No, this is way before COVID. This is like 8 or so years ago in more of a friendship situation, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm too much. I'm too full on. I tried watering myself down. That's not the path for me.
Nah, it's definitely not. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're masculine or feminine. You shouldn't water down the truth of who you are in order to stay in relationship, you know, because then you're betraying yourself. And that's even worse, right?
Absolutely. Is there, in terms of the process, is there some sort of time when, I guess, a guy comes to you, he's moderately open to it, things start going ahead, and then do they kind of take a few steps back, like they get scared, or is it really just going from strength to strength through this process? And I think you mentioned something about 12 weeks. What does it look like?
It kind of depends. It's quite individual depending on the man, what he's been through, whether he's more in his masculine or wounded boy psychology, or whether he's fallen into the feminine. But most men seem to go strength to strength. They can drop back a little bit, but it's that same thing, Natalie, like how a man might reach out, but he's not actually willing to go there. And so to the men that come to me that are willing to go there, you know, they're never the same man in 12 weeks that they were when they started, because once you see it, you can never unsee it. So once a man's presented with the facts, the truth, he now can never unsee that. And once a man can see the problem and realize that he's the root cause of everything that's happening in his life, he now has two choices. And so if he chooses to go back to his old ways, he's now consciously choosing to ignore the truth. And that, from my experience, usually leads to intense suffering and intense pain. And then they usually make the change anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to ask if you know, if someone's listening and they're thinking, oh, you know, I was thinking of doing some sort of man retreat or counseling, you know, like men coaching, healing masculinity. Or maybe we should go to couples counseling. Like, what is the difference? I mean, I imagine it's night and day, but what is the difference in terms of the content and the outcome?
Yeah. So I'm not a big fan of couples counseling for men, because you're looking at the problem blaming your wife. Often you're looking at this problem and blaming your wife for the problem. And like I said, life's a mirror. It's not a window. She is a reflection of all your fears, doubts, insecurities being mirrored back for you to transcend them, heal them, and step into your power. But because we've never been taught this, because we're still often in our boy psychology, we're wounded, we're conditioned from a young age not to go anywhere near this stuff. But when you actually go towards it as a man and you take responsibility, every time you heal as a man, something will shift in your wife or your partner. And it's just like this. It just keeps going up and up. And it's never, you know, like it's never actually the physical problems within your life right now. It always goes back to something from the past. It always goes back to a wound, a trigger, a fear, an experience, and a program that you created to survive in this world. And so to me, men need to go and work with men. That's my belief. You know, men need to go and work with men that have actually done the work, that have actually done the internal work to level up, because only a man can truly show another man how to be a man, you know? So that's, I think men are meant to lead. That's just my belief, is that men should lead the journey wherever it takes them, wherever it resonates, and have discernment. As you start to grow and heal, have discernment. Is this the right place for me? One thing that most men are not wanting to do is take responsibility, because they're actually afraid they'll get it wrong. And so this is a big reason why men won't step into this work, because when they got it wrong as boys, they were usually punished or made fun of or ridiculed. And so that plays a big part in men not really stepping in and leading on the journey of life.
I absolutely agree. It makes total sense to me that for men to really grow and expand in this area and to feel comfortable and safe, to have a man that's been through it, that knows the healing journey, and to be seen. Some of them would never have seen a masculine male, like a man who's a confident leader. They would have only seen, you know, all sorts of other types of, you know, a boss at work, a coworker, a best friend from high school or whatever.
Yeah. And what most people don't realize is when we talk about masculinity, the masses would believe that's the alpha male, but the alpha male is usually the most wounded boy. And so masculinity is not the alpha male. That's the complete opposite. Masculinity is safe. It's certain. It's strong. It's stoic. It stands on the truth no matter what. It's not aggressive, but it can defend whatever it loves to the point of whatever it needs to, right? And so that, to me, is what a true masculine man is. He's not standing out there with all the bravado and all the aggression and all the thing. He is stoic. He's strong. He stands for something. He doesn't need to be aggressive, but he will defend what he loves with everything that he has, no matter what it costs him. And to me, that's where we need to really start to understand that masculinity is, you know, and it's soft, it's open, it's loving, it's caring. But on the flip side of that, he's a complete savage, like a soulful savage. The guy that, you know, like the wife's going, that's my husband. And she's like, wow.
I just want to basically transcribe this entire interview into a book. You are magic, honestly. Safe, certain, strong, stoic, soft, soulful, savage, stands for something. I think a lot of women, we especially after the last 4 years, we want a man who knows what he stands for and knows what he will not stand for.
This is one of the keys to masculinity. If a man doesn't stand for something, he will fall to everything. He will fall to vices. He will fall to the narrative that's being played out. He will fall to everything that's out there. And what men don't realize is the number one key is, if you could just stand in your power on one thing and not waver and never change your mind, unless there's something that brings proof that you can go, okay, I need to evolve that. But if your wife or your partner can see that you are certain about one thing, that thing alone will make a strong woman weak at the knees, in terms of, I trust this man, I can open to this man with everything that I've got, and I can still be powerful, and he will never waver no matter what she's doing. He will just keep leveling up.
Amazing. It made me think of that poem, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Yes, absolutely. We're going to come to the end of the interview soon, Stacey. I feel like I could talk to you all day. I'm going to ask you these questions, and then if there's anything else you want to share with us, I'll give you that chance. If you were to truly up your brave, because I know we're basically inviting, I'm inviting men out there, I'm inviting you to up your brave in 2024 and become the masculine male that you are. And to do that, it does involve going internal and doing the healing. That's my invitation to you. Not that it's my job to invite you. but Stacey, if you were to truly up your brave in 2024, what would you do?
I'd go internal. The first place I would start as a man, and I still do it every single week, every single day, I'm still working with coaches to just explore those parts of me that, you know, maybe that still need work. It's just go internal. If a man is right, his world will be right. Right. And when I say right, you've got to fix and get that internal state in alignment with the truth of who you really need to be. You know, God, the universe, source has put you on this planet for a reason. There's gifts. There's a purpose that you're meant to individuate and step into, a mission. And so the only way you're truly going to find your soul's mission is to heal yourself from the inside out.
Do you have a question? Meaning, like, if someone wants to go internal, they're like, okay, do you have a question that maybe a coach would pose to you, or you as a coach would pose to one of your clients to help them just start this process of going internal?
So I ask every single man I work with, the very first question I ask them is, what's your greatest fear? Because most men don't actually know what their greatest fear is. And, you know, if you ask that question to yourself and you're listening to this recording, if you ask this question to yourself, sit with it for a few days and see what comes through, because the ego will come with a few, you know, different this, so I'm scared of snakes, I'm scared of heights, I'm scared of this. But right underneath that is the true fear that actually dictates a man's life.
Wow.
What is your greatest fear?
If anyone is listening and they want to share with us your greatest fear, get in touch. What is coming up for you, Stacey? I know, so I'm gonna kick this off. I know that I don't know where you live, but I know you're going to Tauranga and you're running a in-person event because you're doing it with Rosalind Saunders, who I interviewed just a few weeks back. And this is going to be incredible because you guys, you're going to get to hear Stacey in real life and get inspired. Bring your husband along. Okay, what is coming up for you in terms of, well, this live event, but anything else you've got? I don't know if you do workshops, retreats, coaching. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so doing a live event with Roz and Karen in Tauranga on the 15th of June. Really found a cool connection with those two amazing ladies, and they asked me if I'd like to be a part of it. And I was like, yeah, why not? It's time to really, you know, just help people there. I'm really in the midst, Natalie, of basically launching my website and men's coaching, healing, group containers. I've really taken my time to really do the work to understand men, to get a really strong foundation. But, you know, I feel it's like a critical time to launch that to the world. So for me now is just full force into, you know, helping men heal, awaken, become unstoppable and step into that masculine energy so that, you know, our families can thrive, our wife can thrive, our children can thrive.
I'm going to ask you another question there. Why is it so important for men to heal and you step into their, what you just said, awakened masculinity? Can you elaborate on that? And then we'll come back to what else you're doing.
Yeah. So if men have awakened to the truth of who they really are and they're not living in a lie, because, you know, every man is living in a lie to varying degrees, because unconsciously learn to lie from a very young age, and we just start doing it without knowing it. So like I said, you know, if you don't heal, your wife, your children are going to absorb your energy. The energy of your greatest pain is going to go to them, and it's going to be transmuted through their nervous system and brought back into your reality. And to me, if that's not a motivator as a man to heal and transcend your wounds, then nothing will ever allow you to step into that power. And to me, our women deserve it. Our children deserve it. And be the change that, you know, become the man that you always needed is what I tell my men. It's become the man that you always needed growing up. You know, yep, you didn't have the best father. Maybe you didn't even have a father. But the key is to become the man that you always needed growing up, and then gift that man to your wife, to your children, and then gift them to the world.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine the world if the men did that.
The world would change overnight, Natalie, if men realize that the key to their freedom, the key to the greatest relationship, the greatest experience as a father is in healing themselves and becoming that man that they always needed. we would change the world overnight. There would be no more of these narratives. There would be no more weak men controlling and manipulating the world. And we would literally change society overnight.
Makes it sound so easy.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's not easy, right?
But it's very doable.
It's doable, right? It's so doable because it only takes one man to do it. And then the impact on him and everyone around him, his friends, the other men that he interacts with, his family members, the change is so profound. Like when I work with a man, the change not only in him but his entire family that ripples through is undeniable. Mm-hmm. And when it's undeniable, you don't even need to speak about it. It's like you're a lighthouse standing on the rock, shining your light out to everyone in your vicinity and in your sphere of influence. And eventually they're going to ask, what did you do?
Stacey, I don't know if you do one-off sessions. I imagine you don't. I imagine you do only like 12-week thingies. But if you do a one-off session, I would love to sponsor a one-off session for one of my listeners who feels like maybe they don't have the money or whatever. And they're like, you know, they're like, I'm ready to give it a go. I don't know if that's a thing. If it is, let me know.
Yeah, I do one-off sessions. I focus on that fear. Mm. So like if a man doesn't have the money to do one of my bigger programs, I literally just go to that first, their deepest fear. And once a man can release that deepest fear, bring conscious awareness to it, the healing process almost starts to take shape on its own course. And eventually they'll find the resources, they'll be able to come back, or they just start to unravel it themselves.
Okay, there we go. Spontaneously, I am offering to sponsor a free session, and we're going to call it Release Your Deepest Fear one-off session. Then you can decide if you want to do more with Stacey and you can pay for it. But this is what I'm going to gift that to someone. If you want to be in to win, send a text 2057 or inbox at realitycheck.radio and say deepest fear. You obviously need to give me some way to contact you if you're the winner. And what I'll do is I'll just do like a random.org type, draw a lucky number. Release your deepest fear. So just get in touch. You can write deepest fear and I will let you know if you are the winner. I will not announce your name on or read it out. It will be confidential. So I'll get in touch with you privately. Stacey, anything else you want to share around the work that you do and how people can get in touch with you? I know you're on Instagram, which is I am Stacey Taylor on Instagram. Where else can they find you?
So Stacey Taylor on Facebook, going to have a YouTube set up pretty soon, probably TikTok, really neat website coming soon. So that's probably the best. Instagram's probably the best place to get me at the moment. And to me, probably the message is to any of the men out there that are listening to this show today is, you know, it will be the scariest journey that you ever take, even just reaching out to take that first step. But, you know, like just have courage. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, but that first step could be the change that you've wanted in your life in every area since you were a young man.
I can't think of a better way to put this out to the world on the Up Your Brave show, you guys. It is about courage. Stacey, any final words or maybe even another question for the audience before we wrap things up?
Yeah. You know, I guess the question to the men out there is, you know, think about the source of pain, the most suffering that you're experiencing or have experienced in your life. And just ask yourself this question. Look at your children in the morning, tomorrow morning, and ask yourself, do you want that to go to them? Because the reality is if you don't do something about it, that's exactly where it's going to go. So sit with that question and then make a decision that it's no longer about you. You know, the minute I realized on my journey, it was never about me. That it was always about me transcending myself so I could become the man that I always needed for my wife, for my children, for my purpose. That's why you're here, men. It's no longer about you. And as soon as men can have that realization that it's not about me anymore, that I need to, yes, I didn't have the best this or that, but I'm going to become that man and give that man to the world.
Amazing. I'm excited for the ripple effect of this interview. Thank you for spending some time with us today, Stacey.
Thank you, Natalie. I loved it. Thank you for an amazing conversation.
And for those of you listening, thank you so much for joining us today on this topic. Please, you know what? All I ask, please go ahead and share this interview. If you haven't shared any interviews before, this is the one I truly, hand on heart, would love you to share. You can post about it on your socials or even just literally get the link, private message it to a friend who you think needs to hear it. And ideally a man. I mean, the woman will be listening, hoping that the men are listening, but it's the men that need to take the empowered action. Thank you so much, Stacey. And thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.